This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm sorry. And then you pile on. You and I are friends. I'm angry now.
I just needed to tell her about it. Okay, so, and I texted her. I have her number, sorry.
My wife, that is.
Listen, when you're a fanatic about, you know, John Mayer, let's say, if I knew something about John Mayer and an exclusive club, I would tell her about it, right? Right. So the thing is, everywhere in this world, there's a place that we cannot get in, right?
Yes.
There's places all over this world that
VIP.
Yes.
VIP. For example, when I go to the airport, I can't get in that brand new American Express lounge.
That is a perfect example.
They won't give me a card. My credit's too bad.
Or when I was on club level, when my son and I went to the football game,
And
I walked by that exclusive new club at the football game.
Yeah, that 1877 or something. Yeah, 1977. I'm just, 100 years old?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. 1977, and I looked in there, and I was like, dude, I would love. I'm not even a huge football fan, but for some reason, I want to be in that club.
Because you can't be in that club.
Exactly. So you always want, you know, like these exclusive memberships. Well, there's been a lawsuit by this couple. I guess this couple belonged to Club 33. I'll explain. It's at Disneyland. And I guess he was seen drunk. He said he was having a migraine. They said he was drunk. He was kicked out. Okay. But this is his wife's dream to be in Club 33 at Disneyland. Now I went and looked into it. I've been there. I had a pass somewhere where I got to watch the parade. My son and I got to, and my sister watched the parade from an elevated level, and we got to drink wine.
Yes.
But I don't remember we weren't inside. We were on like a balcony.
My wife is a huge Disney
fan. Oh my God.
You guys all know that. We have little Mickey Mouses all over the house.
Yeah.
Still in the box, stacked up all over the place. They're all over the bedroom, too.
So I was, I just texted her, and I said, listen, you got to get in on the wait list for Club 33. It's the Club 33 membership. And she's like, what is it? And I go, well, here it is. It's like this exclusive club. It gets you into the 1901 lounge at wherever. It has all these perks. Now, here's the problem.
Okay.
But she said, I'll just take it out of BJ's 401k.
Oh,
here's the problem. Well, hang on. Back up.
Wait,
did your elbow
just fall off the
edge? Yeah. I fell out of it. Hang on. Wait a minute. Back up.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah.
First of all,
because
I was over here kind of thinking to myself oh boy, thanks a lot, Jamie. You're my buddy. Yeah. Why would you, inform the enemy? I mean, why would you do something like this? And I didn't fully hear everything you said. Did you say the price?
I haven't
you haven't said
no,
it?
No, yeah. I was telling her.
Oh, okay.
I was texting her.
Okay.
So it's $35,000 initiation fee.
That's just initiation fee?
Now I'm going to fall out of my chair.
Yeah, it's $36,000 for the initiation, right?
You have to put
that down first to get on the waiting list.
That just got on the list.
That's just to get on the waiting list. The waiting list is 5 to 10 years. So you put that $35,000 in a high quality mutual fund, you'd make a lot of money, but you won't. You'll just have it sitting there.
Mickey's got your $35K.
So you have to wait 5 to 10 years, all right, to get on the list. Some years they only pick one person off the list. So it's a 5 to 10 year wait. You never know. You can only call about your application one time a year. Otherwise you get dropped.
Oh, man.
And then after that, it's $16,000 a year. And that doesn't include flights and hotel and all that.
Really?
That's just to be in the club.
Now, I don't know.
And she's like, oh my God, that sounds awesome. I go, dude, you got to look up all the perks. They're amazing. And she's like, it's going to be a little steep, but I think we can take the $35,000 out of the 401k. And I go, I wouldn't do that because you get penalized. Maybe look into a loan.
Here's what I think.
$36,000.
Now, I'm not trying to help her with her decision here on how she's going to pay for this, but here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that if you're listening, honey.
She's
you,
up.
You get on the list, and 10 years down the road, you get back on, you get in, accepted into the club, and they need that check for $35,000. At that point, I'll have a heart attack.
No, they need the $36,000 at the beginning.
Right up front?
Yes, yeah. That's what I was saying.
To get on the list?
I explained the four. Yeah.
Oh, yes. My God. Jamie, I'm halfway hearing you. I'm so disheveled right now.
That's why I said you could put it into a high-quality mutual fund and make money back, but you won't be able to do that. You're just giving it to Disney? Did you not hear all that part?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, so you have to give them to them. Just it sits there for, and you don't make any
just
interest.
Just take it out of the house, home equity line. Oh yeah, credit. There you go.
Nice. Yeah. What's the interest rate now?
Like 6.9.
Yeah.
I wish your wife loved that mouse.
But the thing is, I have her obsessed with it now. No,
no,
she. I'm so sorry about this, but
you mean
she,
with the club? Club 33.
Oh, my God. She said I'm all over it. Oh,
I've never heard of Club 33.
Yeah, well, now you have.
Stinking rat.
It's Club 33 membership.
I hate that mouse. I swear. No. That mouse is evil.
Well, this guy, the guy that got kicked out, he and his wife got kicked out. I guess she's like Lisa. She loves the mouse.
Yeah.
Obsessed with the mouse. And they spent $400,000 on attorney fees to try to get back into the club. But the judge said, look, they have to follow their policy. They said that you were drunk. And he said, I wasn't drunk. I was having whatever kind of weird migraine they call it, where he's just like bent over and he can't stand up because it's so bad. And his neurologist came and testified that he does have this condition, brought all his old medical records describing what he goes into when he has this migraine, which does sound like he's drunk. And this was 10 years ago, his medical records.
It's a vestibular migraine.
Yeah, that one. Vestibular.
Well, guess what? If she signs up for this, I'm going to have that. Not her. Me.
But can you imagine? And he said, I've spent $400,000 fighting this. We're going to appeal the decision. My wife loves Disneyland so much. This is her ultimate dream. He said, I'm bleeding money, but I don't care. I need to make her happy. And we are going to spend whatever it takes, my last dollar, to get back in that club.
Well, good for him. That's not happening on my side. I know what you tried to do. You tried to make me feel bad and me jump on board. You're right, Jamie. Whatever makes her happy.
No, that was his
whatever
quote.
Makes her happy. Then let's spend the money.
No,
it ain't going to happen.
Spadil, will you find his quote where he says, it's like, yeah, here it is.
My wife and I are both dead set that this is an absolute wrong, and we will fight this to the death. There is no way we're letting this go.
See, in my retirement, read that part.
My retirement is set back 5 years. I'm paying through the nose every day. I'm seeing another bill, and I'm about to keel over. I'll sell a kidney. I don't care.
See?
That's true love.
That is true love. He's been married to his wife. He owns a golf course in Gilbert, Arizona, I guess. And now the greens are a little rough.
Dried out a little bit.
Yeah, the rough is really rough.
Yeah, right? I think you should do it, BJ.
Really?
Well, I think you are doing it.
I don't have a choice. Yeah. What you're saying. Man, people go there. They go to Disney and they'll spend a week and they will spend their entire savings.
Yep.
It will cost them
it's
$10,000, $12,000, $15,000 to stay there. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Now, look, to each his own, spend your money the way you want to spend it. You know, I do stupid stuff with mine, so, you know, do whatever you want to do. But I just don't understand the Mickey Mouse thing.
I get it for children.
I do, too.
I get it for kids. I mean, it is a thrill for kids. Your wife and adults like her, which are all over the world.
Everywhere.
That's the world. That one I don't get. But look,
I don't either.
But I love flying. A lot of people hate flying.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's everybody has their own thing.
And I really don't get it when I see grown men.
Well, that's
that are totally Disney. I don't get it.
Dude.
I don't get it.
Hey.
And there are guys out there.
You came back with a goofy shirt on.
You did.
I had to.
That's what I'm saying.
I had to.
Guess who they are? They're the same guy like you that have, that their wife is walking around with their balls in their purse. Yep.
But there are guys that are into it too like that. There are.
My fourth grade teacher, Mr. Frasco, was obsessed with Mickey Mouse. He would have us sing the club song at the end of class.
Wow!
Yeah, like the one who's like, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck. Yeah, we sang that at the end of school.
Oh, my God. Wow, that is horrible.
What was his name?
Mr. Frasco.
Mr. Frasco. Yeah. Love that mouse.
That is sweet, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my God.
Well, thanks a lot, Jamie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah,
what a buddy you are. Broke.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.